You ever been listening to a podcast and thought to yourself, man, I could do this? Well, now you can. We didn't know how to start our podcast until we found Buzzsprout. Following the link in the show's notes lets Buzzsprout know we sent you, gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and help support our show. We use Buzzsprout and it makes podcasting so easy. You can start with some gear that you already have in a quiet space. If you want to upgrade, Buzzsprout has tons of guides to help you find the right equipment at the right price. Buzzsprout gets your show listed on every major podcast platform. You'll get a great looking podcast website, audio players that can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and more. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. The team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. So go ahead, click the link down below, let them know that Don't Tell Me sent you, and support the show by starting your own. Roll the tape. Three, two, one. The fuck is up, guys?
What's up, motherfucker?
Z-Z-Z-M-Z?
I don't know. It's been a while since we put out a podcast. It might be one motherfucker listening to us now.
Oh, it's less than that. yeah, no, it's been fucking busy, man. I got a new job. I'm fucking working like 15s. It's a lot of fun. But we'll try to get them out to you when we can. Just sit patient. They're coming. Dude, I was literally about to freak out about how my girlfriend always has my fucking weed pen. And because she does. She always fucking has it in her purse. Every time I'm looking for it, I'm like, hey, have you seen the weed pen? It's in my purse. Why the fuck is it in your purse? It's not. It's our weed pen. It's my weed pen. I bought it. But why is it in your purse? All the time. And I was about
Isn't
to freak out about
living
it.
With a woman?
Oh my god. I was about to freak out about it, and I look over and it's sitting right next to my fucking keyboard I had it the whole time.
In all fairness, it was her fault.
I'm still mad about it. I got pre-mad and now I can't come down from it.
It was a black eye that she didn't get the time before, so.
A black guy?
Not a black guy, a black eye.
The fuck? That's fucked up, Cody.
I didn't hit her. Motherfucker.
Stupid. Yeah, man, it's been a fucking minute again. We say that every fucking time we do a podcast because it's always been a minute. Just expect them once a month. How about that? Don't get your hopes up. Maybe there'll be more. There might be more than once a month. You'll be lucky if you get one a month. Unless we hire a producer. Again, we're still hiring producers, so if anybody wants to be our fucking producer, hit us up, because we could use the help, obviously.
No, in all fairness, it's not like we've actually asked anyone.
Yeah, we...
Oh, I got a burp. It's sitting, like, midway.
Get it.
It's painful.
Just have a girl punch you in the stomach.
Oh, then I'll throw up on her. That might be a kink. I'm sure it is. Dude, my girl has more manly burps than I do, and it pisses me off.
I can see that.
Like, she rips them.
Not because she looks like a man or anything, just because you're such a pussy.
What, dude, she puts you to shame.
Oh.
And she's half your weight.
She's probably less than half my weight.
Honestly, yeah, no, probably.
She's probably like a third.
There
she
we go.
Like 95 pounds.
She's like 105, 110, I don't know.
Dude, my entire fucking world was shattered earlier today. Oh, man.
Because you stepped on a scale, or?
It just came rushing back to me. I saw a video that, like, debunked, you know the primitive survival guys that, like, build the shit in the woods?
You know what I'm talking about? Like, on YouTube?
Yeah, those, like, Cambodian guys or whatever that just like dig holes and build like water slides and shit. It's all
that
fake.
You watch it like 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
it's all fake.
It's all fake. They use a crew of like 30 guys with like excavators and shit. they have drone footage of them doing it. Yeah.
Are you serious?
They also just leave all that shit out in the woods to, like, rot and, like, tons of trash and shit with it and, like, just fucking ruin my day, dude. Fucking ruin my day. So, I'm still reeling from that. How are you?
Well, now I'm a little fucked up. I didn't realize that was fake. Like, I thought that was, like, people doing their fucking shit, and then they started making money off of it. Yeah. Like, oh, these Cambodians are finally living good. They get 2 meals a day.
Yeah, no, they were renting excavators the whole fucking time, dude. You probably own them at this point. But, yeah, the channel I saw that on was Sunny V2. Go check that shit out. He does, like, YouTube documentaries. They're really good. Really good. Just, like, pop culture kind of shit. But, yeah, how you doing, Cody? What have you been up to?
Fucking studying, dude.
Yeah?
Shit's killing me.
You're, still fucking doing the war games or whatever?
War games?
Yeah, what was that Master Broderick movie? Remember when he accidentally, like, hacked the Pentagon, trying to, like, down... This was, like, before... This movie came out before people understood what the internet was. This was, like, the late 80s when, like, the internet was just a concept. It hadn't really, like, taken off yet and wasn't actually practiced. So it was, like, the intranet. He, like, somehow hacked into the CIA's intranet or something and, like, almost started a nuclear war because he was trying to download a game or something.
Honestly, with the beginnings of the internet, that probably could have happened. Accidentally hack the Pentagon.
Probably.
I mean, there's people that do it now for fun.
True.
And then the Pentagon hires them.
Right. There's people that get paid for it, right? Just to do that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can be you basically do, like, bug bounties and stuff like that. People pay you to hack their shit and find the weaknesses.
Yeah, I know Apple's always putting out the ads for that.
Yeah, I mean, there's whole websites dedicated to it. You make money off, like, it's just, like, freelance shit. If you think you can hack it, go in, spend a few days on it, and you make a couple grand.
Huh. Is that what you're gonna do?
That's eventually what I'm going to, but this is kind of, like, the start of my... I'm doing just, like, networks... For, like, campuses,
like network security or buildings. Like network administration.
Network admin right now. That's the okay. But it all intertwines.
Huh.
Like I learned NetSec in my actual courses because they have to teach you like what people are going to try to do to you, so you can. Try to build it up. It's nothing super high up. Like, most of the shit I knew from actually, for legal reasons, this is a joke, hacking things.
In Minecraft.
I hacked myself, actually.
Have you seen those?
It was my own personal network.
Oh. Have you seen those? Like, it's like people... plotting out extremely detailed terrorist attacks on Reddit or whatever, and they'll be like, for legal reasons, I have to say, this is in Minecraft.
Hey, if it keeps you out of jail.
Roll with it, baby.
That's why red flag laws should not be a thing.
Why is that?
You get reported for... terrorist attacks in Minecraft. What does this country come to?
Right. Well, yeah.
Can't even plot a good old terrorist attack anymore.
Can't even joke about a terrorist attack anymore. What the fuck is this, man? What kind of... I thought this was America, man.
This is why kids shoot up school.
Tell me a bunch of foreigners can come in and do terrorist attacks and we can't even joke about it? It's bullshit.
Can't even do it to our own government? Fuck you.
Oh boy, we're gonna get flamed.
Yeah. Yep.
So you, who the fuck were you talking about? It was like a comedian that you were talking about. You were like sending me fucking Snapchats of a comedy special like a fucking sociopath. Who the fuck does that?
Yeah, bro. It was the intro. I didn't send you any jokes because God knows you'd fucking try to steal them.
True.
Uncreative motherfucker. Now, Andrew Schultz just released his special last night. And God, that shit was fucking hilarious. I have not laughed that hard at a special in God knows how long.
I mean, every time I've like watched his shit, let me backtrack that. Every time I've watched his stand-up, he's fucking hilarious. Could take or leave his podcast. It's, you know, I know that's ironic coming from this podcast, but...
Even his pod, like, I don't know, there have been some pods where I take it or leave it, but he is quick as shit on his feet.
That's true.
Like, his podcast, yeah. You can fucking get going.
I think the thing with his podcast and, like, his, like, you know, the shitty, like, posts on Twitter and Instagram or whatever, his little political rants or whatever, they're...
Oh, yeah, yeah, the YouTube ones?
Yeah, they're almost, like, to me, they're, like, duh kind of moments where, like, you know, people are like, oh, my God, that's so true, and it was like... Yeah, and it's like a pretty basic form of what he said. Like, whatever he's saying is not the whole picture. It's like just the condensed, like, here you go, idiot kind of version of it, you know? It's like, none of this is groundbreaking. Huh?
That's literally the point of comedy, bud.
What?
You give the condensed version and then make it extreme and make people laugh at it. Like, that's what comedy is.
But it's not even, like, extreme. He's just, like, stating the facts. And it's almost like there's a laugh track on it, but there's not, you know? Like, there's definitely... there's the pauses in it for the laugh where there is no laugh track, so it's just kind of awkward. But he does... He snaps them off pretty quick. It's funny, but it's also kind of, like, people share it, like they're smart for having watched it or something, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I get where you're coming from but that's just because people are stupid.
That's fair. Yeah. People are fucking idiots.
I laugh at it because it's like, oh, someone's finally fucking saying it that has some sort of platform.
Right.
And then, like, I appreciate the quick punchline. And that was one thing about the special. Like, he is so quick, but even his special was just like, the punchlines just kept coming. So, like, it was so intricate in the way he worked things of... I know, like, comedians do this regularly, but his were just so fucking quick all the time. It was like watching one of those YouTube shorts that he does that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
But, like... in stand-up form while doing crowd work and then leading into his next joke. Like, it was impressive.
So he was doing crowd work in his special?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Not a lot of comedians can or will do that.
Like, he was kind of... I guess if you're watching it not, like, knowing how to do comedy, you think that, like, he's just riffing this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
where he's asking leading questions. It's almost like a fucking lawyer.
Wait, like, so is it a crowd work album?
No.
Or, like, a crowd work special? No?
No. That's the one, like, he was the first one to do, like, he released the crowd work special on YouTube. And that was, like, his first special. This was years ago.
Oh.
But, like, he was kind of one of the ones that broke the seal of putting out content on YouTube. And then now you've got all these comedians releasing it on YouTube and shit like that. But like he was kind of one of the first ones to do a whole quote unquote special. Like this was when he released that, it was from 5 or 10 different shows that it was just crowd work.
Also, but he was releasing together. His
material.
It was spliced together. Like, oh, okay.
He was doing cuts, but like he was doing 10 minutes a show on just crowd work. And that's all he was doing, and then he was releasing that shit.
Hmm.
And the shit's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, the only... I'm trying to think of any other comedians I know that like featured crowd work heavily in their specials. The only
Cole
ones...
Special... That... Cole specials, I can't really... Like, because this was supposed to be on a... on a streaming network of some sort. He hasn't released like who it was, but like this
I'm
was
sure it was fucking Netflix.
That's kind of who I would assume, especially since he's worked with them before.
Yeah, he's done shit for Netflix before, right?
Yeah, he did the he started doing the like the videos we were talking about earlier that was just punchline after punchline with the
I remember that,
pictures in
yeah.
the back. He started releasing those on YouTube, and then Netflix picked him up for, like, 5 episodes of Schultz Saves America, and he was, that was literally all it was.
It was just 5 episodes?
It was, like, 5 episodes, 15 minutes a piece of him just banging off with, it was literally the same format. I'm pretty sure his editors probably did it.
Yeah, probably. I can't think of any other comedians that have done like huge crowd work sets. I mean, like big comedians. I know of like smaller comedians. Like, yeah, there's some Denver comedians I've seen. They do their specials. Like Sam T did his. A lot of his was crowd work. Big J. That's the only one other because he's a crowd work comedian. He doesn't write jokes. So
right, like podcast is his shit because that's who he is.
He literally all he does is think on his feet 24/7 as fast as possible. he has a new album or a new special coming out soon through Gas Digital. It's a crowd work special.
Oh, all right. But yeah, like Schultz did it real uniquely too because he had jokes that were written, worked out over years. Like he talked about it. He's like, there's some of these jokes that I've been working out and ironing out all the creases and shit like that for 2+ years.
Right.
Like while he's on tour. But he would take the crowd work, ask a leading question for the crowd, and then transition it into his, like, that was his setup for the joke. Like, then he'd go into a starting to crack, and then he'd have even more of a build up to his actual punchline. But it was just all of these small punchlines starting from crowd work into the ones that he's formed, moving them up, and then the big punchline.
Huh.
It was a very, I don't want to say unique. It was unique, but not in like, it was a very comedy special-esque like build to it. And it, you saw that it was a comedy special, but it was almost like you went to go see him at the show. And they even did like audio work that was supposed to make everything more immersive with like how it would sound if you were actually in his show in the theater with him.
So is it the kind of thing you watch with headphones on?
Yeah, they put like a disclaimer. It was like, wear with headphones or with like loud, like turn up the volume, basically, is what they were saying. Because it was supposed to be that over gain that you experience. Okay, bye. But yeah, y'all, I would recommend listening to it. Also, go support the fucking boy. Guy almost went fucking bankrupt. Like, had to buy his own special back. And, like, go support him. It's funnier than hell and worth, well worth the $15.
It's $15?
Yeah.
For, like, a one-time view?
No, so, right now they've got it for, it's supposed to be, like, 14 days. Through whatever, like, distributor they went through. But he's making, like, they're working on how to give you, like, the permanent link. So basically, like, you bought a movie.
They're working on it?
Yeah, is because of the, like, distributor they went through, it's a temporary link to it. But they're, like, figuring out. And they were looking at this before they even released it. They're like, it says 14 days, but you're going to have it forever as long as you, as long as they figure it out, whether they have to send out physical copies or whatever it ends up being. But yeah, no, it's, you literally buy the movie, essentially.
That seems a little sketch. I would have waited till we had that figured out before I dropped the fucking special.
Well, in all fairness, he had like, 2 weeks from like when he bought it, because he, okay, so you weren't here, I was telling the listeners while I was trying to cover for your ass, but so he had a streamer, did all of the work with the streamer who bought the podcast or who bought the special,
right?
And then they wanted to edit certain jokes out because they thought they were going to get hate canceled or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And they were going to get a bunch of backlash.
Hashtag cancel.
And he said, yeah, he said, no, like, I don't, like, I don't want to water down my comedy. So he bought it back for him for, I'm assuming, millions.
Probably, like, yeah.
Because they have, like, they have professional camera crews, multiple cameramen, all that shit at probably, like, three different shows. That doesn't, that shit's not cheap. So he ended up buying it back, and then, he spent all the money on it, and was just like, well, we had it, it was going to release, so let's release it. And it, like, he didn't even know if he was going to break even. I don't, he hasn't, as far as I know, he hasn't released it. I think it's supposed to come out on the pod tomorrow, when they record, but he said he's going to be fully up front, like, with their numbers and shit. But he was just like, this might work, this might not work, but we're going to fucking do it.
Man, we should start a fucking, yeah, go buy Schulte's shit. we should start a fucking streaming platform.
You go ahead and start getting the coding done for it and let me know.
Oh, come on, man, you're the coder.
You know more code than I do. I know more Linux, bud. Linux and Python.
Sure. But, yeah. We should start a fucking... But just for... we, well, I mean, we've been saying this forever. And we tried it. We just... it was cool. I was fucking excited about it. It just didn't work out because Eric's a fuck. But we were trying to start a whole ass network of podcasts. And
yeah.
I mean, that's still, I'm still open to that for sure. We're definitely going to need a full-time producer to like go between shows and shit, but,
Yeah, I mean, if we could get more people on board, which I guess first we got to get on board with our own podcast. That might help, but like, I'm fucking down with that shit. Yeah, I just want some uncensored fucking... I prefer comedy, but even just, like, uncensored speak your mind, like... The whole point of this podcast was, like, First Amendment, like, fuck you, don't tell me what to say, what to think, like, right. That was the whole mission behind this thing, so I'm down with...
And then we got into it, whatever. And we were like, oh, fuck, you can't get a job if you just say shit on the internet. Then people do- like, okay, well, we'll be edgy, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, we might not get hired by Netflix, but...
Almost certainly not. Almost certainly not. Actually, I don't know if that's true, man. Fucking Netflix.
Netflix has gotten better.
Yeah, if anything, Netflix is probably the last place you could get hired to do any kind of, like, on-camera shit, but...
Well, Netflix got... Like, they started getting the... it was Chappelle. All the employees that were like, oh, we aren't... They walked out. Like, we're not going to support this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show. Remember, we like watched the clip of them beating up the one guy.
Right.
They like attacked him, and then they like were like, "Yo, he's got a weapon!" And it was the stick for the sign he was holding that they ripped off of his stick.
Right.
Fucking idiots. Yeah, no, they're dumb as shit. But Netflix is the one of the last places where you could like. They're okay. They're not the best, but they're okay.
Well, even them, like they released. They put out one release, was like, they started kind of giving in to the woke, and then it was a couple months back that they put out a press release, or not a press release, it was a company-wide email saying that.
That,
like, we will, like, we might do things that will offend you, and if you're not willing to work on it, maybe this isn't the company for you. Like,
fair enough.
Stood their fucking ground, and I respected it.
I would say at this point, Netflix is the last subscription I would cancel, which is ironic because Netflix is probably the one I'd watch the least, but, you know.
True shit.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, HBO's pretty good, just because they're, like, completely...
I like HBO.
Yeah. They're off the walls, like, just as vile as they can be, which, you know, it's whatever. Sometimes it's legitimately over the top. Like, even for me, it's like, sometimes it's a little much.
Well, they bought Cinemax.
Oh, that's right.
Like, you have HBO and Cinemax, who put out pretty gory or edgy things, and then Cinemax literally had Skinemax.
Yeah, like, where's that on my HBO Max, porn. Dude? I'm paying
Max
for that
Plus,
shit.
Buddy.
Is that Max Plus?
I don't know.
Oh, is
I
that
don't
a
think
thing?
They... I don't know.
Wait, is Skinemax a subscription service?
Bro, we have porn for free.
Okay, but think about it. Legitimately, how many times you've been streaming the porn and you're like, oh, that looks like a good video, and it's like a behind a paywall one.
Okay, that's fair.
Like,
when they pop up with, like, you get them, it's about to get to money shot, and then it's like, oops, you missed the best part, come to...
There have been legitimate times in my life where the only reason that I didn't, like, subscribe to Pornhub or whatever, like, with the premium account, is because I didn't trust them with my credit card information.
Oh, same.
If Cinemax had, like, a Skinemax Plus... Maybe not right now, but in my single years, for sure. For sure I would have subscribed to that.
I have to talk to the girlfriend before I get a subscription.
She might enjoy it. Who knows?
What are we doing? Netflix, Skinemax, I'm leaning one way. What way are you?
She's already putting in the credit card information on Skinemax. Like, huh? What?
She's had one for 2 years.
Yeah, you just use my account. What?
Hold up. You start getting jealous?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I use my dad's. It's
sound like some Joe Biden, Hunter Biden shit sharing porn with each other.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. Have you seen all the videos going around? They're, like, just leaking left and right.
Yeah, off the 8chan or whatever. Yeah. It was 4chan.
Well, that's where they're, like, getting posted the most, but they're getting leaked from somewhere else. Like, the direct leaks are coming from...
Well, from what I could tell, like, they kept saying the hacker 4chan... So I can't tell if it's one hacker that goes by, like, his call sign is 4chan,
Okay, can we just stop and just appreciate how fucking cringy that is?
Oh, yeah, no.
That man's never seen a vagina.
Well, I mean, he probably saw one of Hunter Biden's hoes.
True. Oh, you mean one of the Obama
hoes? He's saving a couple videos for him. He's like, these ones are for personal use only.
Yeah, they're... Ooh, dude. And it's like every other fucking day. Breaking. Hunter Biden video leaked. Between Hunter Biden videos leaking and Joe Biden legitimately not knowing where he's at, how the fuck is he still in office, man?
How are we a country?
How are we... It's a joke, right? Is this how liberals felt when Trump was in office?
I can only imagine.
Well, I feel like they were much more hateful about it. You know what I mean? Like, they were like, this man's a fucking devil. They sounded like Christians towards Obama. That's when Trump was in office, liberals started sounding like Christians when Obama was in office. Whereas right now, I feel like everybody who's not a, you know, Joe Biden voter right now is just like, are we for real with this? Like,
y'all, you vote. We're watching the same thing, right, y'all?
Yeah, like nobody is like, Joe Biden is not competent enough to get the kind of hate that Obama got because he's not smart enough to get the kind of, like, he's not nearly as smart as Obama. So nobody's giving him the credit of being like, he's pulling these strings and doing this, and they're like, this man is mentally unwell. He cannot be president.
This man is on strings. Like, someone is marionetting this motherfucker from the rungs of the White House. Like,
did you see the video of him start to do his speech while the band was still playing the fucking national anthem or whatever?
No, I did not.
Oh my God, let me see if I can find it.
But, like, this motherfucker is... At some point, it becomes elderly abuse, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Holy shit, your exposure went way up, son. Yeah, you are glowing.
White page. Well, yeah, I'm finding it, but I don't really want to play it. Basically, the gist of the video is there's a brass band playing, and he goes up to give he's going to give a speech when they're done, and he just starts talking while they're still playing, and his wife steps in and is like, Joe, stop.
All of the breakfast tacos won't vote for us if you keep talking.
I love the fucking... where they went and wrote in chalk where he fell off the bike. Joe Biden fell here. It's a fucking national landmark now.
It's like Mount Rushmore, bud. Did you see the... he was reading off a teleprompter and he literally Ron Burgundy'd the fuck out of it?
No.
He said... He was... going through the speech, and he's like, end of quote, repeat that line. Like, and then it was just...
Like he was supposed to repeat it for dramatic effect or something?
Yeah. He said... I can't even remember what the fuck he said, but it was just so astronomically stupid. And then the media tried to cover for him. He's like, no, he said, repeat, or I'll repeat that line. And like, you can clearly, you listen to the video, and it's like, repeat the line. And it's like, really, guys?
At a certain point,
we're the joke of the world. Like,
seriously, at a certain point, it's legitimately like, this is not nice to do to him. Like, fuck him, but it's not nice to, like, put him up there and, like, pretend he's okay when he's not, clearly. Literally, like, I know people who voted for Joe Biden that are like, yeah, he's so dumb. Like, they hate him, but they hated Trump so much that they were willing to take that. They were willing to take a fucking mentally disabled man over.
Why didn't we just take time to work on ourselves? Like, we could have gone, like, 2 years without a president.
I think we would have been great without a president for a little bit, man. Not that the... Honestly, at this point, I'm not convinced the president really does much.
No, it's everyone else at the fucking CIA, FBI, whatever marionettes he's got above him.
I don't even think it goes that deep, man. I don't even think it goes that deep. I think it's just the fucking Supreme Court and the Senate. Just they make all the decisions. They make all the rules. What does the president actually do? Dude, everybody's up in arms right now about the overturning Roe v. Wade. Where's your boy Biden on that? Right?
Oh, well, they're trying to put in an executive order. But
that's kind of the point of an executive order, right? You don't really have to try to do it. You just do it.
Well,
I mean,
they might have gotten
it. They can veto it.
They might have put it through.
They can veto it. I don't know if they have. Like, I haven't really looked into it that much recently, but I would think I would think if he's really on that side that he would, like, do something that everybody is up in arms about right now. Rightfully so. I mean, I'm with him. It's fucked.
Once again, I'm pro-abortion. Everyone should try it. At least once. It's like heroin.
Yeah. It's good for you. Cleanse the soul.
You don't know if you like it till you try it.
Well, let's just say, like, once you have a kid, it's too late to do it. So, then you're stuck with him.
Not in all states. But... That's not even a joke.
I know, that's why it's so funny. Where's the state where they were trying to make it like 6 months post-birth or some shit? Is California, right, that they're trying to make it so that, like, it's basically like negligence won't reflect on the mother up to 6 months after birth due to, like, your mental state after birth? Like, basically, they can neglect the baby to death. And if it's within 6 months of it being born, she might need counseling or something, and that's about the extent of it.
Bro, okay. We buy a wood chipper, and then we start a fourth trimester abortion clinic, traveling clinic in California.
/ pizzeria. Yesterday's loss is today's sauce. Yeah.
It wasn't viable. It couldn't take care of itself.
Fuck, can you hear the fish tank in the back?
Nah.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's a big ass fish.
That was a late fucking time to ask if I could hear any fucking noise.
I know. I just heard like the gurgling from the fucking bubbles or the filter or something.
I'm just gonna imagine it's a Chinese whore under your desk.
Damn. Yeah, man. Fucking yeah, we're a fucking laughing stock right now.
Oh, dude, we're not a good person. Person. Well, we're not good people.
We're
however,
not good people, but we're a bad
I think
country.
We could run. I think we could run the country better. Also, wait. Okay. Speaking of. Hope for the country. Can we talk about Mr. Dave Smith?
You mean the future president of the United States, Dave Smith?
That is what I'm hoping for. Yeah. So
wait, what do you know about Dave Smith?
Was it last week or 2 weeks ago that he had to step away from LOS?
What do you mean?
He, like, renounced his, like, ownership and partnership with LOS. Not because of...
On this week. He was on Friday.
Maybe it was more recent. I don't remember what it was, but I saw his tweet, and it was Dave saying that, like, he loves all the fans, loves being part of Legion of Skanks.
Oh, no.
But he was separating from them. But I think that's because he's trying to run for Libertarian Caucus.
Dude, if he has to leave the Skanks, I hope that's why.
I think that's the only reason I could think of.
What are you talking? He tweeted this?
Yeah, I am trying to bring up the tweet.
But he just started a fucking another podcast on their thing.
I swear to God, I saw it. Maybe I may have dreamt it.
I think because
that's
have,
just
dude.
What I want. But I swear,
dude, honestly, that I though, saw this it. Guy fucking tweets so much. Like,
I know I'm trying to go through all of his shit.
I'm three scrolls down and I'm still on today.
But I did see some shit about So one of the podcasts that I watch, my political podcast, they had like the one of the head chairmen of the Libertarian. I can't remember what the Libertarian Caucus, basically, whatever the fuck they are.
The Libertarian.
The GOP
Party?
Of Libertarians, yeah.
Oh,
but they have like
what
a.
You mean the GOP of Oh, like they're the main caucus.
The LPN, Libertarian Party National. But they were on, the head of that was on there, and they were bringing up Dave Smith, and she was very much dancing around the fact that he would run for president.
Really?
She was all about it, but she's like, I cannot say that he is. I hope that he does. But
honestly, it almost kind of sucks because he would make a great president, and like Legion of Skanks probably ruined that chance for him.
Well, and that was
the Libertarian Institute.
Maybe that might be it. LPI. That sounds close.
He's part of the Mises Caucus, which is like a caucus within the Libertarian Party.
The Caucus of Mises.
Yeah.
Sounds like retarded libertarian Jar Jar Binks.
I'm trying to remember. What is the Mises? They're like a more right-leaning Libertarian Party. They're a caucus within the United States Libertarian Party that promotes paleo-libertarianism and a version of libertarianism associated with presidential campaigns of Ron Paul. It was founded in 2017 by Michael Heese, mainly in opposition to Nicol Sarwark. The fuck kind of name is that? His name
sounds
is
like a terrorist.
Literally Sarwark. Position as party chairman and the more pragmatic faction of the party associated with the presidential campaigns of Gary Johnson. Okay, so they're the other side of libertarianism from Gary Johnson, which is good because Gary Johnson was a fucking joke.
Yeah, when you're sticking your tongue out at the camera, like, dude, he just wasn't Joe Jorgensen.
Yeah, no. even Joe Jorgensen was kind of like, she was
Well,
but from like, what I understand, the Libertarian Party is very like they said, libertarianism. So super anti federal government, like no federal government, like delete the fucking IRS kind of libertarianism.
I'm down.
Yeah. Delete the CIA, delete the FBI, like get rid of all federal law enforcement, get rid of all federal, most federal programs, you know.
Literally all of it. Like,
basically delete the government. Control, delete it, fucking USA government.
Control Z, control Z, control Z. Like the...
Which is...
And that was the whole thing.
Sorry, what? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just, like, you talk to anyone, and you're like, oh, it's a government program, like, you know how long it takes, or, yeah, no, it's run by the government. Everyone complains about the government, so why do we keep trying to give it more fucking power? That's what I don't understand about anyone.
Yeah, I mean, I keep saying this. I've seen a lot more conservatives come around to this idea that I've been fucking telling them for years. They're just as bad as the liberals. Like, liberals and Republicans are literally, or like the Democrats and Republicans are literally the same fucking people. Like, they both want federal control just on their issues. You know, like, the Democratic Party wants to take away guns. The Republican Party wants to take away your rights to abortion. The Republican Party wants to take away your rights to legal marijuana. The Democratic Party wants to take away your right to free speech, and the Republican Party also wants to take away your right to free speech. You know what I mean? Like,
and they all want to take your money.
And they all want your money. That's the big one, man. That's the big one. They all want your fucking money. Because at the end of the day, these motherfuckers are going on vacation together, man. And they're fucking eating dinner at each other's houses. They're not like you think they are. They're not enemies. They're all playing the same fucking game, and they all know that. And they all think you're
fucking idiots.
They're
just trying to fuck you from both sides, and you got to choose which one you go into.
Literally, man.
Like, what dick do you push towards?
Well, from what I hear, Dave Smith has a humongous fucking dick, so.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's like a running joke on LOS that he's just got like a monster hog.
From what I've seen, I believe it.
Yeah. So, yeah, vote libertarian if fucking Dave Smith runs, man. I'm telling you what. He won't win, but... I can't believe... You would not believe how many people I fucking talk to on a daily basis that are like, yeah, man, I would totally vote libertarian, but, you know, they'll just never win, so that's a wasted vote. That's like... Dude, it's a fucking wasted vote because you keep saying that. Like, it wouldn't be a waste of a vote if you voted libertarian. You know what I mean? Like, stop voting for the lesser of two evils, and then there wouldn't be this, like, throwaway of a vote because there wouldn't be a two-party system if everybody just voted where they actually lie politically, you know?
Well, and yeah, that's the problem. Like,
yeah. And I mean that, like...
Why can I not find this fucking tweet?
If you completely align with everything that Joe Biden promised and everything that Joe Biden preached, then vote for Joe Biden, by all means. You're fucking dumb, but vote for Joe Biden, by all means. If you completely buy into everything that Trump preached and you completely buy into Trump's message, then, again, you're fucking dumb, but go vote for Trump, man. But if you don't align to either of those fucking ideas and you don't like what either of them are saying, don't vote for either of them. Vote for somebody else. Find somebody that aligns with you more. Write in a fucking candidate. You know, like, figure something else out. Vote for Kanye fucking West. I don't care. Just vote for somebody else. Eliminate this two-party system.
Please don't vote for Kanye West.
Don't vote for Kanye West.
Please don't. I mean, do what you want to do, but please don't.
That was sad to see all that, like, how many people voted for him, like, as a joke, I hope.
People also vote for, like, Mickey Mouse.
True. True. Mickey Mouse got a lot of votes in the last election, right?
I think so.
Like, a
lot. Which is ironic, because he's kind of a Nazi.
Yeah.
And by kind of, I mean the man that his fucking Geppetto was a Nazi. So
when was that? 2019?
What?
How many? Oh yeah, here we go. How many people voted for Mickey Mouse for president? Oh, yeah, you can't write in for the presidential election, so they all go towards nothing, but...
I feel like you can.
Oh, well, just in this one county in Texas, 11 people voted for Mickey Mouse, so... Just one county in Texas.
And all 11 went to Joe Biden, because he was the closest.
Right.
You vote for Elmer Fudd, you're Republican. You vote for Mickey Mouse, you're Democrat.
Oh, here we go.
And if you vote for school shootings, you vote Uvalde.
People voted for Rick James, Michael Jackson.
Rick James!
Shia LaBeouf. Ronald McDonald. Dude, I feel like the McDonald's Corporation could really whip this country into shape.
I would say getting into shape is probably not what McDonald's is going to do to the country, but
you got me there. Mickey Mouse, Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska.
Please don't. Like, Nebraska's barely a place.
Yeah.
There's like 8 people that live there, and 3 of them have killed themselves last night.
What the fuck? Mickey Mouse was registered to vote in Florida?
I'm sorry, huh? Well, I guess if you count the whole, like, Walt Disney super PAC.
Yeah. I don't even... It's, it came up because, in Florida, they were trying to regulate, like, voting laws. They passed some shit in 2011 about, like, you know, making it easier to vote or register to vote. And Republicans were trying to overturn that, and Democrats were like, well, no, because you're targeting minorities and women. And you know how they, like, do that thing where they're like, no, black people are too dumb to know how to vote.
Right, yeah. Black people don't have access to the internet.
Yeah. That racist-ass shit that they always say.
They don't know how to get an ID.
You're targeting minorities. You're the one saying right now that minorities can't figure this shit out. Like,
it's almost like you think they're not equal to you.
Right. Huh. Like, we're sitting here like, no, I mean, yeah, it should be difficult to, like, not difficult, but, like, there should be a process to, like, make sure that you're actually a citizen to vote. And they're like, no, because you're targeting minorities. It's like, well, I feel like they could probably figure it out. And if they can't, then they probably, you know, just like white people that can't figure it out, they probably shouldn't be voting.
Yeah, no, like, if you can't do a simple Google search.
Right.
Like, also, they send you all of the documents.
And like, that goes for boomers, too, man. They can't use the internet. They shouldn't be allowed to vote because their life experience does not apply to the modern world. They need to get the fuck out of politics.
I'm very okay with that.
Yeah.
I understand why you can't do like a...
If you still think that sending a text message is sending an email, then you should not be allowed to vote.
I understand why, like, they can't do like an aptitude test of, like, before you vote, because at one point you did have to do that, and it was like, oh, because you don't educate your slaves, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, like, the precedent.
But that does directly... When that happened. That does directly target low-income, not even minorities, just low-income people. People but that don't even... have access to good education. That does target them by literally giving an IQ test to vote.
No, not an IQ. I don't want an IQ test. That's what I'm saying.
That's what it was. It was an aptitude test. It was essentially an IQ test.
Well, okay, yes. Back
you
in the
have
day.
A certain level of education to vote.
So, like, but if I was to battle this in a Supreme Court, I was like, hey, number one, you need to know what your president slash who you're voting for is running on. Like, three things about them. It's like getting to know your neighbor on first day of third grade.
Ideally, it's more like, than that, but yeah, sure.
Give me three things that you learned about them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if you ask most people that voted for Joe Biden what he stands for, you would not get a solid answer out of it. You could
Joe Biden doesn't know what he stands for.
You could not get three platform topics out of a voter for Joe Biden most of the time. They know what the party stands for, but they don't know what their candidate stands for. But that's the
build back better.
Dude, there's a fucking there's a sheriff in my hometown where I'm from that ran there as a Republican like 10 years ago or something, lost, went and got elected as a sheriff in Kansas as a Democrat. I think it was Kansas. Yeah, went into Kansas, got elected as a Democrat and came back here, ran in the same city as a Democrat and won.
Oh my god.
Yeah. People
can we just take
and they're can still just, and they have the same like they have the, they're doing all the same shit they were going to do the like none of their ideologies have changed. They just switched whether they were Republican or a Democrat on the ballot and they won when they switched to being a Democrat. People just vote with the party line, dude. They don't look at their fucking candidates.
Yeah, can we literally just take the D and the R off of ballots?
I think that's probably a good idea. I also think that, I think taking the Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever off of ballots would be a great idea. It seems kind of weird that they're on there to begin with, right?
Right. Like, okay, so we're in Colorado, and so we have like they passed it. Probably four or six years ago to where you even as like an independent registered, they'll send you both ballots for primaries and you can vote in the primary. Right. So I received a Democrat primary and a Republican. You can only send in one, otherwise right. It's invalid.
Right.
But dude,
but you can vote in either.
Yeah, like, I mean, you don't even have to vote, or you can just not fill it in, whatever. But I spent multiple days looking at who was running, things about them, and this is, like, the smaller ones where there's not hours and hours of footage on these people. I was going to their website, seeing what their platform was. I was looking up videos of them, and, like, figuring out who I wanted, and thus I had to vote with a party line against people in their own party.
Like you wanted certain people from like the Democratic Party, but because you wanted more Republicans, you had to vote for Republicans, or
yeah, you have to choose one.
Yeah, see that, and that's actually fucking dumb. Like you can't just vote for the person you like. Like I couldn't go vote for a Republican for governor and then a Democrat for, you know, whatever other position. Right. I have to vote for all Republican.
Dude, so honestly, like in Colorado, it wouldn't have made a difference. No. So you had Republicans. There were 3 to 4 people for who the Republicans were going to nominate. For the Democrats, there were probably like 3 sections out of the 15 that had more than one person running.
Jesus Christ.
It was all, most of them were just the people that were already in, and they were just running unopposed. So you could turn in a Democrat ballot, and like it didn't fucking matter. Because that's who they were running anyways, because they don't have another fucking candidate. It was absolutely asinine.
Yeah, there was another one like that. It was like an upset victory in my hometown where like somebody had just been running unopposed for years, and somebody just like just some random person was like, "I'll run for that," and they won't like everybody's like, "Oh, new person, check,
dope."
Yeah,
been living in this for 12 years.
So it's literally it just took somebody else running. That's all it took. That's, I mean, literally, like, nobody's been satisfied with the last how many presidents, you know? Just vote for somebody else. Like, what is the no fucking one's... holdup? Yeah. We sound
this
like
country's fucking, stupid.
We sound like a broken record at this point, but what do you say we wrap this bad boy up? We're at about an hour, almost exactly. So.
Yeah. Let's, actually, okay. Should we finish on a less serious note?
Sure. Yeah. I'm sweating profusely because I had to turn my AC off, but yeah. Let's do another fucking topic, Cody.
Okay, fine. We can get the fuck off this, you sweaty ass fucking pig.
Yeah, let's do another topic.
Should have become a cop, motherfucker. Living with women.
Oh, boy.
I just want to say, I've known this for years, but it's just come up more recently. The fact that all of your shit turns into their shit.
It's literally what I started the podcast with, dude.
I know, I was going to lead into it, and then we got off of it. Like, we're bringing it full circle, baby.
Yeah, I mean that's just kind of how it is, right? Yeah, my girlfriend has my Xbox at my neighbor's house right now.
The fuck?
Like they're all playing Call of Duty or something? I don't know.
Like these bitches will. It'll be, oh, I'm going. They don't even claim it as ours.
No, it's just theirs.
It's just like it's theirs. My girl asked me, was like, oh, yeah, like, you could do the podcast, and then I could sleep in my bed. I was like, oh, you're going to go home? Like, I didn't realize you were going home, blah, blah, blah. She's like, no. At home. I was like,
you were like,
yeah,
oh,
like,
you
at,
live here?
At your place, like, where you live. And she was like, no, in our bed with our dog. I was like, hold up. Number one, I adopted that dog long before you. She comes first no matter what.
You adopted that also, dog before you adopted her?
Apparently I did adopt her because she's taken over all my shit.
Yeah.
She's, that's just how so you guys know, she is laughing in the background and just like sitting there giggling because she can hear all of this.
Yeah, everybody
so,
saw her
this is a rant to you guys and to her.
Everybody saw her climb into your bed like halfway through the fucking episode.
Yeah.
That's how it goes, well, man. My girl bought me a fucking hoodie like last month or something. I wore it one time. She's worn it like every day since she got it for me.
It's dude, her okay. hoodie now. Fucking shirts that yeah. I have owned before I knew her.
This shirt, bro.
She was like,
this shirt. My girlfriend wears this shirt. M&P, yeah, she wears this shirt M&P. Every single fucking day. She had no idea that it was a gun company. She's so anti-gun. It was hilarious to tell her that.
But I can't tell you how many times I go into my drawer of shirts, and then I'm told to take off my own shirt with the sentence, "Don't wear my good shirt." For a shirt I already owned.
You know that blue one I got at that comedy show we went to? That's that one. I put it on and she's like, why are you wearing my shirt? Excuse me? This is my shirt. What are you talking about?
And then when I go and say, oh, that's my pussy, or those are my tits. Oh,
yeah, yeah. They don't like that.
Like, I get to use that whenever, like, what's yours is mine, what's mine is ours, like, whatever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, oh, no, this is mine. Like, you get to win this over. You deserve this, and you don't deserve this because you didn't give me enough attention today.
But it's her dick. It's yep, not your yep. dick. It's her dick. She literally
said that yeah. today. She yeah. literally fucking said that today.
Yep. They're all the same, bro. They're all the same.
They're all the same. These are, I swear to God, they're NPCs. Because I have tried.
No, bro, we're the NPCs, dog. They're the main characters. We're just living in their goddamn world. We're their fucking Neopets or whatever. They're Tamagotchis.
Dude, I wish at least they'd fucking take care of me. You goddamn.
We're the Tamagotchis they forgot to feed, but like the battery died, so we didn't die. They just turned us on back on one day, and they're like, oh shit, it's still here.
They took the batteries out of the Tamagotchi to feed their vibrator, something that actually fucking satisfied them.
God bless America.
And then I get bitched at for tearing vaginas and whatnot.
I hear that, dog. I hear that.
Apparently, I'm not getting laid for the next 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Right there with you, buddy. I can't say the same, actually. I'm going to go get laid. So, let's wrap this one up.
Fuck off.
No, my girl just got some glasses today, and I'm fucking revved up. All right. See you guys. go ahead.
Follow us on all the streaming platforms, podcasts. You know the things. We're Don't Tell Me Cast on pretty much everything.
Don't Tell Me Podcast. Also,
I've got to send Boston the hopefully new logo. So we're not a
gay-ass
cotton candy. Well, I've had it done. I just keep forgetting to send it to you.
Fucking send it to me, dude.
It's basically the same middle finger, but I took out, like, the top portion of the middle finger, put a podcast mic into it, and then it's on the Don't Tread on Me grass.
Okay.
So I think we might be able to get away with it.
All right. Well, we'll see. Send it over.
Yeah,
go follow us everywhere. Don'tTellMePodcast.com. Go hit that shit up because I've been paying for that for years and it gets no traffic. go get on our... If you like the show, you want to see us do this more, hit up our fucking Patreon. Hit up our fucking PayPal, man. That would really...
Honestly...
like go a yep. long way to helping us get more of these out as much as possible, getting a producer so the shows are a little more put together. Yeah.
Even just hit us up on the, like, we get some of you hitting us up on the social.
Yeah.
But the more we get on the social, like, we'll make it more of a priority because I don't know, we get into ruts.
Yeah, go on our that's the thing is, like, when we're seeing low downloads, we're not seeing any views on the YouTube, we just kind of put it on the back burner. So the more interaction we have from you guys, the more of a priority we will make this.
Likes count as cash. Cash is better. However,
likes are good too.
We'll take it.
Messages, fucking whatever. Go comment on the YouTube. If you are interested in, if you have a good idea for a podcast or you have production experience, also hit us up for that. We are looking for producers. Officially, I'll put that out. We can't pay anything. You can put it on your reel or something.
We can't pay you yet.
Yeah, I have an email set up for that shit, but for now, just hit us up on the Instagram and I will go to our Instagram. I'll post our email there that you can send those ideas to, send whatever you want to. But let us know if you're interested in producing a show or hosting a show. Yeah, anything else, Cody?
Honestly, we'll put you on as a fucking guest. I don't care.
Anything. All right. Later, motherfuckers.